Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Monday morning, and we are chatting here today to start it. Well, let me do a quick rundown of the program. We got Congressman Roger Marshall. We'll have that coming up later this hour, about 9:30. We'll also hear from someone from the Riley County Conservation District as well. But we're going to start things off talking Sunset Zoo. We got joining us via telephone two guests here, Melissa Kirkwood, Marketing and Development Officer with the zoo. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I understand we have Jared Bixby on the other line. He's a curator of education at Sunset Zoo. Good morning. Oh, now I think we got you. Jared, go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Pleasure to talk to both of you. Of course, this is a time of year when the weather's getting better. I know people are just itching to get outside, and now we have the coronavirus that's kind of keeping us inside. But I know there's a lot of optimism right now with a lot of folks eager to get back and get back to normal.
There sure is. And we understand that. We are just trying to work on some creative ways to keep you safe. And we know people are getting a little fatigued with being inside. But we know that staying home is the safest thing right now. But we know that we're trying to work on some virtual opportunities with the zoo right now to keep you engaged.
All right, let's get into some of those offerings. I know Jared's going to talk a little bit about virtual birthday parties. Tell us more.
Yeah, so, these unique times, celebrating milestones and things like that is kind of challenging, and so we're doing what we can to kind of take what we used to do for a birthday party on site in person, since we can't do that anymore right now anyways. And take that the aspects of that and take it virtually, so that we can connect with people, with families, for a party where they can meet up to three of our ambassador animals at the zoo. So our education animals manager, Nicole Wade, she'll meet with birthday parties, kids, families, and take them behind the scenes by using Zoom. And get a meet and greet up to three of our ambassador animals, and the birthday child gets to pick which animal of those three that they want to see, and they'll get up close and encounter with them through Zoom, and they'll learn lots of information about those animals, and it'll just be a fun experience for them. And one thing too that we're doing is we've got a digital birthday invitation that we've developed, so that the kids can actually, or the birthday party the birthday party person can actually send out invitations to their birthday party, and they can invite up to three of their friends to join us virtually as well, so that they can really kind of have some kind of a virtual party, and it's not just them experiencing this fun interaction with the animals.
Well, that's a really neat idea, and tell us a little bit about some of the animals that they'll have the chance to pick from.
Yeah, so these are our ambassador animals. So these are the animals that typically we incorporate towards the end of our birthday parties when they're at the zoo. And so it includes animals like our Indian star tortoises, or our ball pythons, or our poison dart frogs. We've got sulcata tortoises too. They're the third largest tortoise species, and so they're pretty impressive to see. We've got a large silver rock fox rabbit that's pretty cool. And then a favorite of many is our Ancona duck, Patrick. He's got a great personality, and it works. It comes through even on camera with Patrick.
This is a great opportunity here for a lot of kids have birthdays right now. I know I've got a child coming up in June has a birthday. If parents want to learn more about this, where can they find that at?
They can visit our website, sunsetzoo.com, and there is a banner on towards the top of the page that's scrolling with information you can click on, or you can kind of scroll down a little bit, and in the quick links on the left side of the page, there's a link that says virtual birthday parties, and it'll take you to a page with all the information on it.
All right, very good. Let's talk a little bit about another thing here called Earth Day, the Earth Day 50-50 Challenge.
Yeah, I can jump in, and then Melissa can kind of share a little bit too. We've all at Sunset Zoo, we've all been working together on this project, It was a project that we had written for a grant through our accrediting association. The association is used in aquariums as part of the larger Party for the Planet campaign. And it's really a program that we modeled after a partner organization called KC, the Kansas Association for Conservation and Environmental Education. But basically, this is the 50th year anniversary, 50th anniversary for Earth Day. And so is what this challenge is doing is it's taking for every year, we are asking our followers, the community to engage in an action item for each year. So 50 action items. We're promoting 5 action items a week for 10 weeks. So the campaign started last week. And it goes through June 28th. And there's lots of different things that people can do. We've got the 5 action items this week that we just launched. One is on using a rain barrel at your house so that you can kind of collect water from rain and use it to water your gardens. And then also upcycling something and then conducting an energy audit in your home. This is a great partnership. We are using a home family-based energy audit that's pretty simple to use to assess your energy use at your house that that KC developed for schools, and so we're excited about that. And then we have plant a pollinator garden, and then read a book instead of streaming something on the internet this week. And so those are some of our action items. And while we're stuck at home, we can get outside in our yards, and these are things that you can get outside and do as well, not just action items that you can do at your house. But they're all kind of organized in a consistent way and in a way that you can take these action items to help the earth, and you can do that now even with the coronavirus right at this time.
And that's one reason why we really developed this campaign and modeled it not only with our partners but made it achievable during this time. We really looked at our action items to look and see what we could do with people being in their homes, but also in their, you know, in their natural areas of their yards and things like that. So, like Jared said, we have 5 action items a week. And the way that we ask you to participate is we would really like you to post a picture on any of the social media platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and then hashtag it with SunsetZoo5050. And each week we will do a drawing for a prize. And this week's drawing from the first week's challenges will be tomorrow. So you have a chance to go to our webpage and see the week 1 actions and the week 2 actions. You can participate in any of those. And we just really encourage participation so that we can know that our community is listening and following, you know, new habits that we're hopefully creating with this.
Great, great motivator, I think, for a lot of folks. Because, well, I'll tell you, that's one thing we're struggling with as parents is just kind of keeping things fresh here for our kids and making sure that they're continuing to learn, but then at the same time, you know, doing things, keeping them active.
Absolutely. We completely relate and understand. And that's another reason why we are doing this campaign for 10 weeks. That sounds like a long time, but the value of time is a little bit different now, I think, for all of us. And with this just being our second week, we will introduce new challenges every week, but we will also keep up each week's challenges. So you have a chance to go back and look and see if you've participated in any of those yet. So I know that parents are really, and everyone is out there looking for new and engaging things to do. So this is just one of those ways that we can hopefully engage with the community and form some new habits, because they're not that hard to do. It's just putting it in front of you and actually doing it.
Again, we're talking with Sunset Zoo officials, Melissa Kirkwood and Jared Bixby, joining us on the show here today. And Melissa and I were talking a little bit before the show about a great new feature that's done daily. It's called Tune In at 2. Can you tell us more about this?
You bet. This feature has become widely popular with us at the zoo. And I think some of the reason it is so popular is because, one, it's, again, a scheduled activity that you can do with your family on our social media platforms, and we also have it on our webpage. But it takes you sort of behind the scenes of the zoo. You actually get to see a keeper interacting with animals. You learn some education about what that animal is like, what their daily habits are like, what they like to eat, those kinds of things, and then maybe some education about how they are endangered. And so I think it's a great way to interact with our local zookeepers. We do that. We started out doing it every single day, which was quite challenging for us when we first started this, and then knowing that we were in this for the long haul, we've adjusted our schedule to a Monday, Wednesday, Friday for Tune In at 2. And to let the listeners know a little bit more about how that evolved, we still will incorporate keepers with everything. Today's Tune In at 2 will be with a keeper, and you'll learn about a specific animal. Wednesdays, we have shifted it to be more of a story time. So you'll actually read a story with an animal at the zoo and learn a little bit more during that time frame. And then Fridays, we are just starting this out today. You'll also visit with a keeper, but we would like to do keeper chats. So we are encouraging the public, if you have any questions that you would like to ask the local zookeeper, that you ask a zookeeper through a Facebook message, or you can hashtag Ask the Keepers MHK, and we can ask the keepers questions and respond to you through Tune In at 2.
What a great, great program, and it sounds like that's very popular.
It really is, and our keepers have enjoyed it as well. And we know we really want to engage with the public, and we want you at the zoo. But this is the best way we can work with you right now to bring the zoo to you. And we believe that even after we're open, we will probably continue to Tune In at 2.
All right. Well, that's great. Good news there. Let's take a break. We'll come back, and we'll talk a little bit about online summer camps and story time and some other processes with the reopening eventually here of the Sunset Zoo. Well, stay tuned. More In Focus after this on KMAN.